So arguably the two greatest moments in davening is number one, when there's no tachnun, everyone goes, yes. And number two is when it's short hallel, right? You get to skip two brachim of tehillim on a weekday morning, probably a total of 45 seconds each one, and maybe 20 seconds each one, 45 seconds altogether maybe. And so it's the biggest moment everyone's in joy. The question is, where does this come from of half hallel, full hallel? What's this business? So the Gemara lists there are many days in which hallel is supposed to be said. The Gemara in Tainus says, however, though, that one of these days is one of what's not listed in these days of Pesach and Sukkot, etc., is Rosh Chodesh. So where does Rosh Chodesh come from, this concept of hallel and Rosh Chodesh? So the Gemara in Tainus explains that was really a Babylonian minhag. In Bavel, the Hamon Am, the nation, decided that they were going to read Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. Okay, so then when Rav found out about this, he said, we got to abolish such a minhag. Where does this come from? It's not in one of our list of days in which Hallel is supposed to be said. Then Rav saw that they don't read a full Hallel. They just do it bidilug, says the Gemara, which literally means skipping. Doesn't say what they skip. They do a skipping type of hallel in which you pass over some paragraphs. Therefore, Rav said, okay, fine, let them do it. And that is how the Gemara ends. We're okay if you have on Rosh Chodesh. Rav is okay with it as long as you say hallel on Rosh Chodesh, as long as it's bidilug. Shulchan Aruch paskins halach l'maisa in Tav Chav Beis, that the Korin hallel bidilug on Rosh Chodesh, you read hallel in this dilug way by jumping over some parts, bein biyachid, bein bitzibur, fine. Says the Mishnah Bura, what's this business of bidilug? So v'chala halal ein likro, says the Mishnah Bura. You don't read the entire halal. Why? Because the pasuk says, hashir yelachem kilel iskadish chag, which the Gemara explains only on days, the Gemara in Erechin, only on days in which it's usr bimalacha, in which you're now to do work, those are days in which you have full hallel. But since Noagu Avosenu Ikroso, since the people of Bavel decided, no, they want to read hallel for some reason, we'll discuss in a second, on Rosh Chodesh, that was fine as long as there's a heker, something to show us that it ain't the real deal. This is not the real hallel. Therefore, you only read this half hallel or bidilug, missing prakim, on Rosh Chodesh. Fine. Now, there is a whole discussion which we're not going to get into. So do you say a bracha or not a bracha on Misai Fowl? We'll even know the Sfardim. Sfardim do or don't. Sfardim say a bracha on Rosh Chodesh? No. Ashkenazim do say a bracha. That's a separate discussion. We're not going to talk why that is. Now, simply put, Ashkenazim, we say a bracha. Yom HaTzmut's a whole different ballgame. That needs a 4-hour shiur. We're not covering Yom HaTzmut in eight minutes here. No way. It may be connected, but not now. Okay, good hara though. So the question is, so why did the people of Bavel decide to say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? I understand why we don't do a full Hallel now that they instituted it, but what was the whole reason to start Hallel on Rosh Chodesh? So I think I have four answers to this question. Answer number one is the Meiri. The Meiri says it was to be mefarsem to everyone, to let everyone know that it's Rosh Chodesh. We want to publicize Rosh Chodesh. I guess Rosh Chodesh isn't so known to people, not as much as everyone knows Pesach and Sukkot. So to publicize it, they instituted this half hallel. Answer number one. The Shua says, really, it's just like all the other Yom Tovim. All the other Yom Tovim are connected to Yitzias Mitzrayim. So is Rosh Chodesh connected to Yitzias Mitzrayim. How? Huh? It's two umdish. I've got more Baobatish. More Baobatish. Don't think so hard. If you don't have Rosh Chodesh, you're on a Pesach. Finished. Yeah? So according to the Shua, you need Rosh Chodesh in order to institute the Moadah. It's a little bit like what you're saying, but fancy Pesachim. You don't need Pesachim. Just basic. You gave it on Rosh Chodesh, you don't have Pesach. Finished. Answer number two. Answer number three is Rav Salavechik, brought down Nefesh HaRav, quotes from Rav Moshe Salavechik, was a Rosh Yeshiva in YU, and Rav Yoshe Ber's father. So he gives the reason that there's a Ramban that says that they read full Hallel in the Beis HaMikdash on Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because there was a Karban Musaf. Anytime there's a Karban Musaf, says the Ramban, there was a full Hallel. So to remind us of that Hallel, So they said, we should say Hallel on Rosh Chodesh also. Aye, we can't say the full Hallel because we want to distinguish between Rosh Chodesh and the real times where we say Hallel. So therefore, we only say the half Hallel. And then I saw in the Beis Yitzchak journal from YU, the Rev. Eliyahu Silverman has an article in which he quotes a Tzaddik Mi'ul Blin. I would never have known this myself. I've never seen a Tzaddik Mi'ul Blin inside. But it was for you. Yeah? So what a Tzaddik? He says, I don't even maybe have to look into this, but he says, Rosh Chodesh is not a Yontif now, but it will be a Yontif Lasid Lavo. Rosh Chodesh represents Lasid Lavo. Midei Chodesh B'chadsho, we say. Rosh Shabbos B'Shabbato, B'mikr D'Mashicha, Rosh Chodesh will be a special holiday. Therefore, we read Chatzi Hallel now to remind us of this future, to give us a wetter appetite for the future Heilig Yontif of Rosh Chodesh. Fine. That's all the Rav Tzaddik. Now, Lamaisa, how do we apply this? Says the Mishnah Berurah, so what paragraphs do we skip? Everyone knows, Walanu and Ohavti, right? Those are the two that we skip. Why, says the Mishnah Berurah? Quotes an Eliyahu Rabbah, who says, really, the reason is because those two paragraphs are the same as the following paragraphs. They both talk about the same issue. So we pick one out of two to skip. So Walanu gets skipped, and Ohavti gets skipped because it's really the same issues as the other Prakim. You can look inside. It's pretty clear that they're all talking about the Yetzias Mitzrayim and other aspects which are incorporated. So we just pick those two. Says the Mishnah Berurah, in the name of the Rambam, Rambam is explicit about this, you could really skip any ones you want. The minhag is we skip those two, but in order to highlight that there's a difference between Hallel on Rosh Chodesh and other Hallel, skip any ones you want. Our minhag is to skip the other two. How is that relevant to us? So let's say you make the biggest faux pas, the biggest mistake you could ever do, you chas v'sholom, say Hallel Sholem on Rosh Chodesh. Now what? Should be the worst sin you ever do. You caused everyone to have an extra 45 seconds of davening. Now what do? Do you have to repeat Hallel again in a Chatzi Hallel? Comes along, if you look at the Dirshu Mishnah Berurah, he quotes a Pischa Zuta, I'm not sure who that is, who says Tzarchin. He doesn't know if you have to repeat Hallel again in this situation. He says you should say Hallel without a Bracha again afterwards. Because look, you messed up. You didn't do a Chatzi Hallel. The whole point is to distinguish between this Hallel and other Hallels, so you have to repeat Hallel after davening without a Bracha, Chatzi Hallel. Comes along the Minchas David, I saw this from Rosenberg, who I believe is a Hasidish Posek. He says, Yoyotze B'diavid, and he says he doesn't think you have to be Chozer at the end at all. Rabbi Vadia and Yabia Omer says, for sure you don't need to be Chozer. He says, why? Because what did you do? Worst comes to, he said, extra. Is it a Hepsik? No, it's Me'ein Hallel. It's at least, it's definitely part subject of Hallel, because you say it half the days of the year, you say it. So it's not an extra hefsik. Says Rabbi Vadia, he doesn't understand. He says, okay, you're Yotze B'diavet, you're fine. Similarly, the Avnei Yashver, a fine handler, says, what about if you remember in the middle of Hallel that you said Lalanu? So you're at the end and you go, man, whoops. I said, so now, says the Avnei Yashver, skip something else. Halacha l'maisa, Avnei Yashver, this is a Shiloh he's asking for a fight min of Sederst. Cedarhurst, New York, try spelling Cedarhurst in Hebrew. Samach, the tshuva to him. I could have taken me 5 minutes to figure out who he was talking to. But it's Rav Feitman in I forgot whether it's the Red Shul, the White Shul, the Bushul, one of those, right? It's Red Shul, right? Red Shul in five times. It's Rav Feitman in a few years ago asked Avnei Yashuv is the Shaiwan, Avnei Yashuv visited five towns, and the Paskin wrote him a tshuva that said you should be skip something else as long as it's before the last paragraph, which is really the bracha. Any part of the Tehillim, you could skip a paragraph and you're fine. What happens if you finished and you already messed up, you already said the full Hallel? He says you also don't need to be chozer. Ready for this? There's a Rivavos Ephraim, Rav Ephraim Greenblatt Zatzal, who says you need to be chozer. It's a bracha of Atola. Why? He says, if you look at a Mishnah Berurah, a Ber Halacha, one line Ber Halacha, are you allowed to say parts of davening by heart? Halacha in Shulchan Aruch is, if they're Shogur Befi, if you know them very well, you could say it by heart. What about Hallel? Can you say Hallel by heart? Says the Ber Halacha, yeah, there's room to be lenient, but not such a good idea to say it by heart, because you may be so accustomed to saying other parts of Tehillim that in the middle of your Hallel, you'll end off saying a different Halleluka. He says, Kuf Lamed Hey. And what's going to happen if you say the wrong Halleluka in Hallel? Well, Yotze Yidei Hallel, V'gam Berchoso Yei Levatola. Says Ruvo Sephraim, if you throw in two extra prokim that don't belong in a half Hallel, bracha levatala. Comes along the Avnei Derech, and I saw as well in a later Rav Osefraim, Rav Osefraim was murdered. He used to put questions on him, letters on him, in his later Rav Osefraim. He doesn't always answer the questions. So he just left in volume, this is in volume Dalad, in volume Zion, he has a question from Rabbi Eliyahu Wolf from Ner Yisrael, who asked him a few years later, what's the comparison? Over there it's a halal, which is, you're going to say another perek, which has nothing to do with halal, you're going to throw it in. That's a hefsik. But on a day when you're supposed to say half halal, and you throw in a full halal perek, that's not a hefsik. That's part of halal. It happens to be, it's not the right day, but it's not a hefsik. What's the comparison? Rav Osefraim doesn't answer. So I'm not sure what Maisa, Rav Osefraim would say, you have to be chozer again. I'm not sure. Seems to be the final psak is, you do not be chozer. The final issue, this is actually lamaisa. What usually happens if the guy starts saying lalanu? You stone him, right? People start throwing things at him. But usually the chazan gets out 3 words before they stone him. Now what does he do? So usually he just stops and goes to the next barrack. Says Chaim Kanievsky, he has to finish the pasuk. People don't know that. You really, if you start saying lalanu, you're mechuyev, even if they stop you at the words lalanu, finish the pasuk, then you go to the next barrack. Shkai.